Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kritlau. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lou Kritlau. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is walked intentionally. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Avila trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Kritlau covering. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Boone moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Hegan scores. Feller moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely fires to second and picks off Feller for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Fox reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Minnie Minoso. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Zarrilla scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Bud Sheely. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Niarhas now catching. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball towards right. Zarilla catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarilla hits a fly ball into right field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Boone moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feller takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey scores. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Niearhas reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Niearhas moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Ross Grimsley. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niearhas scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zorrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field. Zorrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Niearhas for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Avila moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey pinch hits for Howie Judson. Mike Garcia now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.